Sugyos Anita, Sherman Vav, continued by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Cheshvat Heitav Sherman Vav, January 28th, 1986, and Tuesday continued.
Now, all the Nishkei raised the question against the Russian of the Mechaber. This was all right. Kiven takona sabzeya. So then it was all right. But after takona sabzeya, that no matter when a woman sees tipas down, so she has to count zayin kiven like you have there. So why did he mention after shimroa so dam after receive him a shvi sosra kwayam? Implication being, but if it's after him a shvi, she doesn't have to count anything. It's not so. Suppose she sees Dhamma Neidei, she also has to count that. Before Takonis Rabzeire, so then, even after Takonis Rabzeire, so Rasu Yimechot, Yimezibe, so she has to count, six more days. Nazar. So then, that halacha could make sense. But after the comments of Zera, so why do we see Atul Rasa be safe in Mashi? Even if she sees, after that she has to count by Mashi. So everybody raises the question. Now, look in the Taz. The Bes Yosef Kosov, the aim is an Afkuse Elredina Talmud. I mean, that was mentioned by the two. So it says, so Yachilu b'Yudah Rizivo, Avro Yivne, Ach Chumre de Rabzeire, Yichol Yisha Shereya, Shereya Atil Tipe, Kichar, Yichol Yisha Yitshivo Nekhi, Ein Hakusa Nekhin Zeh, Da'ach Opi Yisha Nisi Seres, Harei Tzichol Yisha Zay Nekhin Mach Masriya De Achshu. Vodeich HaGodol Sheyich Kipatu Din Lichi Atom, and then the Bes Yosef himself was near around the two writers he mentioned. Now it's not relevant. And he himself put it in the Shachanok. Who did the God of Shich that told him that Ankam Shachanok costed Baal Bes Yosef? Baal Koch of Sheish Beyaz and Akuse Nei Nei. He nearly Yeish Beyaz and Akuse Atlu Didon. If he was time alone, מישהו שיש לו בסר אין יצריך הבדיקה כלל כמו שכוסף רי סימן קוף בזיין והטעם דיאוזי בחסק הסתר מה שאין כן בזיין על כן קיים או נקן דרך התחיל לצריך הבדיקה והטעם דהי בחסק הסמאו עד שיצו הזיין כן על כל חוכו משהו נקן בחסק הסתומו עליו עד שגיחו זיין ריצוקים, לרנטיימה בהגיע קץ הזיין הקיים הראשון ולחסק הסתערו, ואין הצליח הבדיקה אפילו לחתכירה. So, let's say, on the morning of the seventh day, נציין תיקורי, she shouldn't have to make any more בדיקה, סיים לחתכירה. So he says, no, in view of the fact that when there is a deer, so it says at home near, Midraise, not just mitzat hakonas chazere, so the neile she is mechuyeves to make bdikas lechatchile on all the 7 days. Two bdikas, even on the 7th day, after the month. So some of the nashmoshes on the 7th day, she still has to make a bdik. Because she is not fully the cheskas taro until she made all the. That's why he mentioned. I'm sure that I'm not going to be careful. I'm going to come ask you. The feeling in fear of the safe as I'm in the mama is this the hacker. In the kind of dying has cost or the shame or the other. I'm going to be careful. I'm going to be careful. No, it's a little strange. When the task says that shot in the tool, okay. Because the two doesn't say that that only was relevant Bizman Chazal before Chumras Hazeret. So you can say that Pshat. But the Pesyosev himself says in respect to the Torah, says in respect to the Torah, that the reason as to why the Torah mentions it is only before Chumras Hazeret. But now after Chumras Hazeret, so there is no Nafkemine, it has no relevance that in, because whether it's Seisei or not Seisei, even after she counted Zainaki, any time she sees Dam Chal, or even less than Chal, whether it's in Nidia or in Nizive, she has to count Zainaki. This is Cholach Miros. That's what the Bais Yosef says in the Tur. Then, so the Tah says, it's there. To say that the Tur meant that, because Ligabe Dina Talmud Kedem Chumras Hazeret, by the Hava Hava, I mean, that's not, that's obsolete, I mean, Kedem Chumras Hazeret. But he says that it's Pshat B'Lechava. When he himself says in the Torah that he mentions it only within a Talmud. So how is it? So I think that the Taz was convinced that in as much as he copied the lesson of the Torah, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch. So apparently, at the end, when he wrote the Shulchan Aruch, he realized that the Torah himself didn't mention it only Kedem Chumras Hazeret, but that he mentioned it even today. So that's why he says that Pshat in the Mechat. Alright. Yeshem Rim, the Bishreisho Yomim Rishenim, Shal Yimei Asvire, in Motzo Kesem, in Teilin Eishu Lihoke, Kmoyshe Teilin, Shor Ksomim, Bidimu Yomim Rishenim, Tzrichim Lies, Nikim Ligamre, Mordechai El Chasmide, Uvagul Shmaimim, Peretes Disorvie, U Mordechai El Tumsadeshen Simer Rishmi Tes, Viogo, Boachas Chaim, Rabbi Peretz. That's something that is not mentioned in the Gemara, and most Hashemim don't even mention it. But the Mordechai is the one that mentioned the Mordechai and the Agolzman. They mention it, and they pass on. But there is no Mokir in the Gemara that the Shreish Yomim Rishenim of the Zayin Ki Moyanateh. The Aloch has a clear. What do you mean for you? Let's say a woman found the kesel on the underground, in the garment, the underground. And then, and she walked Bishuka Tavoche. She was in the butcher shop. So then she can tell her that it got rubbed up on her clothes because she passed by a butcher shop. So, okay. So, Gimu Yom Rishenim of the Zion King, we are not here. Nothing. There's the mod. Avolach came after the Gimel Yom Rishen, the four last days, then we are there. Gimel Kishor Kesem. Yechim Eyad. Vidavke Kesem Shuhu Yisam Chikris V'eit. Avol Pochas Mikris V'eit. Is Taylor the Kino after the Gimel Yom Rishen. Why? Because I mentioned many times, and that's very basic. Poches mitris v'eid, so it's not a meaning of clear. The Chachomim at the very outset, so one is saking that Ksomi is only mitame if it has the size of the mitris v'eid. But if it doesn't have the size of a grease, a certain being, you know, plus, so So then, it's not the time. Why were they sacking? Because this man has out, so the sanitary conditions were not the way they are now, unfortunately. So in Mele, it was no probability it could be a trip to take to Eton. But because of that, so the Chachomim at the very outset were not with Tamik Somi if it doesn't have the size of Grisly. So it's not, for us, it's not a question of clear. It's in the Talmud Chachomim, it's clear. But for us, it's not a question of clear. So maybe even Gimu Yom Rishonim of Yimei Asvira. So in Motzei Kesem, she's there. Because it's not based upon clear. It's only in the timing, in the background. In the background. Now, because neither I say, even if we know it came from the morning. So she's still table, because there is no argosh. But in the Rabbonim, even without argosh, she's male. And inasmuch as this man Chazal, it was reasonably attributed to it, you know, if it was less than Christi 8, so mele, the Chachomim were not mitamik some. So it's not a question of clear. But the same thing is true. Suppose it's Amkodim Tzvoyim. So even the Gimel Yomim Rishen, so she didn't tell. Because there too, it's not a question of clear. It's not a question of clear. Aber Pochas mit Rishli ist Tehle Bicino Atul Dini Yom Rishin. Ve Ho Adi im Hoyo Lo Mako Bikupo Ve Yeida She Mitzi Adam Tehle Bo Atilu Viesa mit Rish Ve Now, the Shach Israel we can draw more on this. We cannot go over inside. Tomorrow, if we have the time, so we'll go over the whole Shach inside. But you should know that the Shach, we should go over the Shach. It's a long Shach. So the Shach is really commanded. There are more pastimes that if she has a marker and she knows that the marker is Mitzi Adam, Mitzi Bleeding Marker, so then even the first 3 days she is still there. And the Shach is really, and the Shach says that in the case where she has a mako, even though she knows that the mako is Mitzia down, but in Gimu Yom Rishaini, it cannot be tailed because here it's a question of clear. So Mele, so she cannot be tailed, even if she's Mitzia down. The Shach is Chilikan, he is Mach, he is Chilikan. Elo, she in the killing, the Shleish Yom Rishaini, Lisla is the mako she reveal she mitzia dam. Oy bishod volim she talinum ben kes. King word. But in the case where she knows she has the mako, but she doesn't know whether he bleeds the mako or not, so then the Ramoy is also made it, the Kandimu Yomim lo Rishonim, so we're not here. But the Shach holds that even if she knows it's mitzia dam, we are still not tailoring the Gimu Yom Rishin. Shach is Chilik and Ramon. Hapiletes Shechva Zera Imei Sfirosa Imu Toich Vodaini Leishimusho Siseres ACA. That's how we learn it out from Zav. Just as a Zav can see scary. So, in the Zion key, so it's easily in the Chod. So, Peletesh Shechvazera is also easily in the Chod. So, this is the Raisin Tower. Lefichach HaMshameshes Mitoso, Viroa Sahakach, Uposko, Eino Mascheles Lispir Zion key, Achi Yavru Alo, Vodain Shemes. Now, in Perik Rabakide, in Sefer Shabbos, there is a machlekes anoyim. How long Ispoletis shechvazera mitam. In other words, the question is, how long can it be fertilized? After it is nisrachas, so then it doesn't have the chalishem shechvazera. When it is nisrachas, means if it cannot fertilize the excess, so then it doesn't have the chalishem shechvazera. So the Chachomim say that Pilate Shechvazera is mitame like Valkyria. If it happened, the Pilate Shechvazera happened, took place within 72 hours of the Tashmish. Premiseless, 72 hours. In other words, if the Tashmish was, let's say, at 6:30 Sunday, at 6:30 Sunday, so then it begins at 6:30 p.m. Monday night would be Monday's 6:30 p.m. Tuesday night would be Tuesday's. And 6:30 p.m. Wednesday night would be three misses, and that's already after Shkia. So may I suppose she is Pilates at 6:30 Wednesday night, not 6:30, but let's say Tashmish took place at 6:30, she is Pilates at 6:29 Wednesday night. That still within the 72 hours. When will the 72 hours be completed? At 6:30 Wednesday night. But at 6:29 Wednesday night is still within the last minute of the 72 hours. So it still has a Halishem Shechvazera. So it says here at the Thursday day. So it says here, the third day, some mele, if the Tashmish took place Sunday night at 6:30, that's already Monday. Some mele, she can start counting. So inu teich vodein se shimusho tisera seisiein lifichach ham shameshes mitoso viroa sakach uposko in maschelis liste zayin kiin. So if she was Mishameshes Mitoso Sunday night, which is already Monday, some Mele, she cannot start counting the Zayin Kiyum until 72 hours expire. So 24 hours will be Tuesday 6:30, Monday 6:30. 48 hours will be Tuesday 6:30, and 72 hours will be Wednesday 6:30. But Neshki is at 6. Suppose she is Pilates Shechvazera after 6, so it's still within the 72 hours. Period. So Melei Tzeiseya. The Thursday day, it's already Thursday, after 6, Wednesday evening. So Mele, she cannot start counting. Let's say, if she was in Shemeshes, Mitoso, Sunday night, at 6:30, and suppose she stopped reading Monday morning, she cannot start, make her sit down Monday afternoon, and start, and consider Tuesday as the first day, but she has to allow three misles to elapse. When will the three misles elapse? Wednesday evening at 6:30. That's already Thursday. So the Thursday day cannot be considered as the first day of the Zayin Kiyum. So she has to count Sunday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, 4 days. 4 days. And then on Thursday she'll make that tzitzare, and Friday will be the first day of the Zion Niki. Habilete shechazar nisof, imu teir, vobein is lishim usho. Tzitzare sisiye, ufichacham chemeshes mitosot. Yehoa sachar kachu, posko. In maschelis lishka Zion Niki, achi yavu ala vobein ishim, שמותיף לתפיחו למסור סלסקרה בלמבי שימושו כי נשים שמוצאי שבס I mentioned example some night that he mentioned example where נשים שמוצאי שבס so in מסור סלסקרה תמהי כי קיימו עם שחזר המסריח עד שיעבור לו שיש עם שלמת בישראל ונשים שמוצאי שבס ופולטו לנודלה כאילו נשימו שמוצאי שבס Little Dalek means Tuesday night. So, I die in Nebis, the Sikhino Shishis, the Shimusha, the Siseres, Hilkach, Yim Hei Yi Elishon Yisroth. The Tipsek, Yim Dalek Leisel, the Yim Hei Eilini. So the Psak of the Mechaber and the Tour is 14 days over and above the Zayniki, the Yeshe Kosfu. But then there's an extra thing. שיש להמתין עדי מאחד, עתיד לי. דהיינו שרצה, if she was משמשת מתוסף, מצוי שבס, רצה את סיקסטרי, דהיינו שלטסקו לימייז עד ים השיש. If she was משמשת מתוסף, מצוי שבס, so she should start as I'm a team with the five and she has to count five on the days first. Behold me in vision is the awesome. The Chayshinon Shemot Shami in Rishon Binashmoshis. Binashmoshis. The Tisbeir Shehu Yehim, the Efshar Shulvayo, the Pasreel Lineis, Yehim, Chamishi, Yetech Shishoim, Slishimusha. She'll be in Shameshes Mitoso. She'll be in Shemeshes Mitoso, let's say, Mitzoy Shabbos at 6:30, and she'll think it's still before she is. No, I mean, and actually, it's already after she is. So it's already the Sunday day. Sunday. But she'll think that she was in Shemeshes Mitoso on Shabbos, not on Mitzoy Shabbos. Mimele, she will count 4 days, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and then, and she'll make it to Tara Wednesday, before Shkia, and then she might be Pilates. After Shkia, it will still be within a 72-hour period. So it will be Seisaya. So it will be Seisaya, that day, the Thursday day. How can she count it as the first day of the Zion King? So because of that, she has to count 5 months. How can the Israelis sit 80 mechot in the Ato Yepsha Lovelitas? So this is certainly a chumra of meaning. But 4 days is based upon the blood. I mean, the Adashkis are shame. First of all, there is the Shite of the Raivet, and they are the Shem who agree with the Raivet. That the whole Aloha, that Pilate Shechazera, is Seisali Mechot, is only Gavikaris, but not a Kabupai. Not a Kabupai. Of course, we pass from Chumber, not like the Raivet. Then there is the Shite of Amintam, that the whole Aloha, that Pilate Shechazera in Seisali Mechot applies only to a case where the woman is the wife of his Zav. Because the Halacha is mentioned in the Gal Tzav, that if his Zav in Zion Kim has a discharge of carry, so it's Seisali Mechot. So Mele, how does it apply to the woman? So Tam says, if the woman is married to Isaac, so then, and the husband happens to be Isaac, so mele u yachid sheish, that the shechvazera has a mashu of the, I mean, the shechvazera of the carry of the husband. So mele, it's easier. But if the husband is not Isaac, then it's not easier. Of course, Shittas Ramatam is a Shittas Yochid, but Shittas Arayit is not a Shittas Yochid. But we pass in Chumre that it's easier even with Bible. Then there is another Shittas Rambam is that Pletis Shechazera is only Mitamei if it was Niflet within 3 days, 36 hours as of the Tashi. Not if it was beyond the 36 hour period. But there are many of the Shemim who pass from the Chachom in Shabbos, I think it's that. The Vod in Shabbos is wrote from a Kibbutz that Teich Shishoes, 72 hours, it still has a Chalish in Shabbosah. So that's why we are machmir. So the Chabad is machmir according to the Bozaim. And the Ramor has the Chumra, the extra. Okay. Now. The Chiliyad in the Chumra is a little bit of a shame. The Yeish Noshim Shinoag Lahachmir Reid Lahamtin Achiva Yomim Vin Tam Bidova Vamachmir Yachmir Vamekon Niskaf להג מצל מצרי, ויהי שקוספו שאפשו במחלת בישים שום ואילו לא ישים שום, וכלי ששראה, אפילו קסם צריך להמתין היי יומים, אם יהיים שרוע סובי, ותיס פסיק ויסרת, ותיס פר זיין מקים, וחילי עדים נעשלו ואין נשאנו. כל הטוב, right? אוקיי, תהיו לי יודע. So tomorrow, we'll finish, and then we start going over the cabinet.
Sugyos and Nida, Shirim Zayin by Rosh Hashiva Yuteh Shvat Heish Tov Shem Mem Vav, January 29th, 1986,
on Wednesday. Suppose you made a mistake, she had to count 7 green days, so she counted just 6 green days, and then she went feel it, and she was with her husband. What should she do now? So tzricho lahamtin shisho enes, shin she tashmish, so we achisheish, maybe she will be paid shechazera, so it will be sincere. So mele, first she has to count 72 hours. 72 hours. Let's say she went through an Mitzvah Shabbos. Mitzvah Shabbos. And that was after 6 clean days. She should have gone through a Sunday night, not mitzvahs, and shimsho. Some mele, we are cheshish. Maybe she'll be blessed shechvazera within 72 hours. Let's say shimsho mitoso and mitzvah Shabbos at midnight. So maybe she'll be blessed shechvazera within 72 hours. Sunday night. Midnight will be 1 misless, Monday night will be 2 misless, Tuesday night, which is already the Wednesday day, will be 3 misless. Suppose she'll be blessed Shechazera at 11 p.m. Tuesday night. So it will be Seisea. So in other words, she has to count 6 enes. In other words, she went she went Tfile Mitzoy Shabbos and Kimsha Mitoso Mitzoy Shabbos, so she has to count Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 days, and then Shishaini Shreimei Sahakach Tim Yeyei Nechod Noki, and then Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday she has to count. Vitidveil, Thursday night. Ach stira shel achashim, gen shlitov lo koro, vishimcho, hare ze tibalas b'choleis, because that is not seiser. Alright. Hoyisho, sheshimcho mitoso, viroas ahakach uposko. Suppose she was mishamish mitoso, and then she saw dam, so and she stopped bleeding. But we are chishish. Maybe she'll be blessed shechazera, and it'll be seiseya. So the Mechishemi mentioned neitze to preclude the possibility of blessed shechazera. In other words, she should wash it out. Uposko the reitz alis bebeyei mochos. Riyoso, tikanach yofi yofi isimokin b'meich, oi bibeged lehaflit kol hazera, oi tirchi b'mayim chamin vei liaflit kol hazera. That's called taking a douche. So that certainly takes out the shechvazera. So mele after that, she doesn't have to be chesheshes. Maybe she'll be glad of shechvazera. So, always she mentioned it. But the Ramos says, name Rago is my name, V'yei Sheinrim Deino Nutkin Bizman Azeh, Vein Lismecha. Because we are not booking how to do it effectively. V'roche Noik, D'ari Kvar Nitzboya, Shom Minei Agim Lehamtin, Afil Rishim Shokval. So in other words, because of Rikluk, so there is a Minek to be Machmir, to count 5 days over and above the 7 clean days in any event, even if she hadn't been with the husband, even if she had been separated from the husband for some time. So certainly, he cannot rely on taking it. But that's only mitzat chumre. But insofar as the minute more is concerned, so if she takes a douche and if she makes sure that she does it effectively, let's say she consults a doctor, how to do it, so then midnight more it's alright, but mitzat chumre, so we can't wait. Baruch Hanoi died from version Yagin Hampina to Shim Shukwal, Kidishal Halik Nisir Lisire, Koshkin Bihai Gavne, Biholapiris, Geda Bibor Melu, Bimokim Shenoa, Lahmir, Nishokhen Nosh. Alright. Now we start the Taz and the Shabbos. So if we don't, I discussed about Peh, all the important Taz and Shabbos, whenever the Shabbos is Chilik and Ramah, and when Shabbos says something in Chiddush, so I mentioned it. So if we don't manage today to cover all the Taz and Shabbos, because we might be married on certain shachs, that are very difficult shachs here. So it doesn't matter anyway, this is the last year. And I think the prina will be 2 weeks from tomorrow. So we have plenty of time to have chazor. That is Parsha Truma, 2 weeks from tomorrow. So it's Thursday Parsha Truma. And it's February the 13th. So we should go over Hazore, of course, all the simonim you has needed. All the simonim you has needed, I mean, and if you cover the Shach and the Taz, you have to go over the Shach and the Taz. If you didn't cover, I understand in Simon Kutzadik, Rabbi Yehu did not go over the Shach and the Taz, so we don't have to go over it, you see. And also, the whole period in Iskusi you have to know very well, and all the Gemaras that we learned. Let's say like the Gemara in Mapelis, you know, in Mapelis, we went over very thoroughly. Or the Gemara Daf Samaches, you know, about Hepsektare, that's a very basic Mishneh. The Machlekes between the Tanakame, Reb Dude, Chachomim Basroye, Rebbe, whether it's 2 days Tanoim or 4 days Tanoim, we discussed yesterday, and then the Mishneh Daf Samaches on the veins, the Machlekes between Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua and Reb Akiva, and we passed them like Reb Akiva, and then the Gemara, the Machlekes between Rav and Reb Hanine. I mean, you have to know all that, I mean, these Gemaras. Okay, you have plenty of time. Sif Aleph in Simen Kuk Tzadik Vav. V'nei Yagim Lechathchila Leizoya. In other words, the Ramon mentioned the Shita of Tum Zadeshek, which is a big Chumre, that if the call was Nispal Mayrib early, after Plagamunche, so it's already considered like the next day. Not Dafke Friday, where there is Teisves Mechila Lagiyesh. But I mean, weekday, there is no Teisves, but since we got in Mayrib, they treated it already as the next day, so Mele, she cannot make the Bdikas at Sektar. And then, Yeshe, even on weekday. And then the Ogo says, Vishem Aril, that not only on a weekday it doesn't matter, even on Friday, because true, there is Teis V'Shabbes, that's regarding some Loche, but it doesn't apply to all other Inyan. So even on Friday it doesn't matter that the call was a Mispalomai. So Mechatchilul Izoya, but the Ebed, so it's all right. Rashal b'tshuve simen pibei iskosa t'chim shenoshim shalom umasrim ulimis miyimbov umishikosu b'sifid alef pshite shiyechel ulimis atu achat tfilosar. So the Rashal says that in view of the fact that we have the humre that the noshim count 5 unclean days over and above the 7 clean days, so that means that when she makes that sektare, it's already the fifth day, and let's say suppose she stopped bleeding the first day. Still, she has to count 5 days. 5 days. Let's say she stopped. She even if she stopped bleeding, let's say on Shabbos, she stopped bleeding. So she cannot make the sektare on Shabbos before she ate. But she has to count Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So she made the sektare Wednesday. So mele there is no basis to be machmir that she should not make the dik of the sektare Wednesday after the cold of Mayer, because she could have started it later. I shall be sure to the days because of the finish of the last 3 minutes in the world because of the city of Dalet. Pshite she chayolim neis atelach at yourself. I mean, why is it just a pshite at all? Of what significance is the fact that she counted 5 unclean days first, but she didn't make Epsektares on the Mele? If she made Epsektares on Shabbos, and then she wanted to make another Epsektares, all right, we understand. But she didn't make Epsektares. So Mele, so why is it just a pshite? Why is it just a pshite? After all, if she doesn't make a tzektare, the Mishneh Daf Samaches says that it's becheskas tmeo. So what significance is the fact that she stopped bleeding on Shabbos, but she didn't make a tzitzara on Shabbos. So she counted Shabbos, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Wednesday she wants to make a tzitzara after the cold of Miley, and according to tradition, it's already the Thursday day, since they treated it with Abi Meire this Thursday. So why is it such a pshita? But I think that this marshal can be explained in accordance with the first lashon in the thesis of Rosh, Tav Samach Tes Nide, that midraise, the bdika of a sektar is not me'akif. If she has the argoshe, that she stopped bleeding, because women have a way of knowing, you know, I mean, whether they still bleed or they don't bleed. So mele midraise, it determines that she stopped bleeding, even though she didn't make an actual bdika, but only midrabono, not like the Shikas Aramba. So mele, since midraise, so it's considered, she's considered already to be the Cheskestare, so mele the Marshal says to Pshite. But according to the Rambam, and the Chavizdah says, that midraise the dik is naked, and she's the Cheskestare of midraise, if she didn't make a Hepsiktare, a Dikatsiktare, even though she feels that she stopped bleeding, so why is it Pshite? Why is it Pshite? Right. Hoyl will roa so rak yei mecho. Oh, roa so. Oh, roa so yei mecho do vado posko dei yei tzricho liv di kasko mei adochuk vi shehei shom kol vein ha-shmoshes. U vi dievet in bot kasko somoch vein ha-shmoshes u moza atmo teiro ava pisho oi ha-nochetro kol vein ha-shmoshes. Isag. In other words, as long as it was Samuch ben Ashmoshes. Now, Samuch ben Ashmoshes means Mincha. Means Mincha. So, what, like Rav Yudeh, but Rav Yudeh requires it even the Evet. Dafke lacha Mincha. Now, what's the Pshat of Mincha? So, the Bes Yosef says it means Mincha Ktano. And the Berkabai says it means Mincha Gdeiro. Mincha Gdeiro. Right. So, the Ramo Pastens, the Troas of Yemecha Bilvad, so only Chachile she has to keep the Meir Doch of Yehov in Hashmoshes. But the Eved, it's all right, even if she didn't keep the Meir Dochuk, the whole Gnash Moshe. That's the Ramo. But the Goyim is Chay. And the Ramo Shite is like tasteless. That's a Machesh, the Goyim points out. But the Ramban, the Goyim is like the Ramban. You see. So, in other words, that's very important that the Goyim is Chaylik and Ramo. And that's in regard to the Raisa, you see. Alright. So, the Ramo says, Abo Bdike Shachis Loi Mehane, Hoi Goliroas Raki Mechon, but Bdike Lacha Minche, whether it's Mechane or Minche Dele, that is Mehane, according to Psaki Ramo. Hoi Goliroas Raki Mechon, Hatab Hoi Mayono Posuach, Bayim Ahu. Now again, I mentioned yesterday, and I'm mentioning it again, and these are very important. There is a machlekes between Rashi and Tesves on one hand, and the Ramban on the other. Rashi daf nun dalet inide Tesves daf samaches on beis inide say that bdika shachis keim rishin zloi mehame. Doesn't mean that to him or she. Suppose she started, the initial year was on Sunday. And she saw Dam on Sunday, and she saw Dham on Monday, and on Tuesday, and on Wednesday, and on Thursday, and on Friday, and on Shabbos. Shabbos is already the seventh day, as of the initial year. And on Shabbos, at 6 o'clock in the morning, she also saw Dham. It's the seventh day, but she saw Dham. Then she made a bdikah at 7 o'clock in the morning, and found it clean. So Rashi, that Mundaled in Nide, and Tesvez, that Samachet, Samachet, in Nide say, is the same thing like in Rishon. What's the significance of in Rishon? That Dika Shachris doesn't determine that she stopped bleeding. Why? Because on the same day she bled. So, even the seventh day, but if she bled at 6 o'clock, at 6:30, so what avail is the bdike at 7 o'clock in the morning? It's still my own apostolah, you see. But the Ramban says that there is a difference. If it's the first day when the initial year took place, so then bdike shachris doesn't determine conclusively that she stopped bleeding. But if it's the seventh day or even the second day, so then it does determine conclusively. And as I said yesterday, I looked it up. I mean, I didn't make a mistake. The Chavizdah says that from the washing of the Ramoitz Mashma, like the Rambam, not like Rashi and Teish. Alright. Now. Alright. Sid Gimel. Then we'll go over the Shabbos. Sorek Shemiel Ritzufi. Oh, that's Sip Godel Yud. So, in other words, in order to make sure that she stopped bleeding, so the bdikah has to be somuch bin Ashmoshes. But somuch bin Ashmoshes, according to most poskim, means after midnight. The Goyim says so, and other poskim say that. Base. Uvidyebed atulibot ka'atzmo rak shachris umota atzmo peiro saga bikach. As long as it's not the first day of the rit. Haine miyin base meriyos aveilich kilikamun sit base. Not if it is the imrish. The Rashbo pastens that in Yimrishim, and the Rosh also passed it like that. Because the Rosh Rishito say, the Rosh says that actually Rebbe, what he said finally, that Yimrishim is also Bdike Shachris is Mehaneh, so that's the same Shite as the Chacham Basroi and the Mishnah as the Nekameh. The Nekameh, there is no difference between Yim Sheni and Yimrishim. So the two also mentions the Shita of the Rashbo, the Tidin in Rishon, the Shachris is Me'ane, and the Rosh, and then the Rashbo himself says, the Yesh Machmir. But most Rishonim pasken that Yem Rishon is Loimane, the Shachris is Loimane. And there's the Psak of the Shulchan Aruch. Now then, the translation says that in Ispawa Kol Arvis, Veir Ayin Godeil, in Yechilu Livdeik, Oy, Lilvish Livonim, Lahasril, the Linnis, Nim Hamochos. You see, it's not necessary to erase the A and put in the O's, you know. Whenever you have a parenthesis, that means someone erased it, and you replaced it by the word that is inside the brackets. But it's not necessary. It makes good sense as it is. In Yechilo Livdeik, Oy Lilvish Livonim, Ulhasril, Linnis, Nim Hamochos. The Thomas Desh, Afal Pisha, Dain Hilo is power. If the call doesn't marry, so the Thomas Desh says, she's Nikveres after the call, even though she didn't marry yet. But the call, that certainly. He was only Shayach, his Maneim, not today. I mean, that thing is mentioned like Abi Shabbos, let's say, so it's mentioned in Milcha Shabbos. If the call davens early, so even the Yechidim, who didn't daven early, they are also Mechuyev to be Lifresh Mimloch, because the Miut is Nikra Achad Tzibur. It doesn't apply today, because, you know, today, in the shuls, you know, there are so many shuls, and sometimes in the same shul you have 2 minyanim. So 1 minyan davens early Friday, Maili, you know, after Pura Mincha at 6:30, and the other minyan will daven bismano. So how can you say, and suppose in that shul you don't have 2 minyanim, but there are minyanim or paminyanim, I mean, so maybe it's not shayach to say that every yochid is nigra achad tzibur. That was, you know, in the shtetlach in Europe, there was one shul, and everybody davened in that shul, and there was one minyan. So mele, somebody who didn't come to shul, who didn't daven early, is nigra. But today, when there are many shuls, and sometimes in the same shul there are 2 minyanim, so it's not shayach to say is nigra. So mele, even that, when he says, "Me'achad akol kvoroso aval pisha adayim hilo yispal arvis," so that will not be shayach even according to Thomas Adeshen. It will not be shayach today, because today how is it shayach? Just because the tzibur davened early, so because in this shul here, so the tzibur davened early, so mele the woman who is at home who didn't come to shul didn't daven early, is nikra. It was only shayach when there is one shul and everybody davens in that shul. So maybe the tzibur davened early, that means they treated it already as night, as the next day. But it's not shayach today. That chumrah is not shayach today. Even according to the tradition. Unless she herself davened early, that's something else. Then, but Ogo says that even on Friday, where there is stasis mechila akedesh, so it has no bearing on the dikya of Petzek Tav. Afilos akol shach, ki ahike says, lushayach, now this shach is a very difficult shach, one of the strangest shachs there are. כי ההיא תספס משייך לימידה בצורך of דל choice, because true that the תספס is חל on the קדושס היה. So in other words, if somebody is מקבל שבס early at the פרמינכה, let's say some day, so the פרמינכה, let's say is 6:30, let's say, so if he's מקבל שבס at 6:30, so it becomes Shabbos vis-a-vis him, and he's also bimloche, because that's only ligabim loche. But it doesn't has no bearing upon all the dinim at all. Kai teitz le shayach le yinide b'tzorach atal shoyis v'chay nisa b'ferik naro b'tei miksubes b'teisves d'bar masl b'mosol b'shagos yom tei yom tei. So what does the Gemara say there? So Taisa says it there. Ligabe Taisa Yom. Now there is a nisa to get married on Yom. The nisa to get married on Yom. Bisamachto bichayecho peloy bishto. First of all, in Avin Simcha. But then one mandama says there is a special halach. A device. Bisamachto bichayecho peloy bishto. So you're not allowed to get married on Yom. Even on Chalamed, you're not allowed to get married. So Taisa says, suppose it's not Yom Tov yet. Shkia, let's say, is much later. But it's already after Purim, Erev Yom Tov, and he was Mikabel Dushas Yom Tov for coming. So he's also been Lochem in the Reis, because of Taisa's Yom Tov. But he's allowed to get married. Even though the Tesves, the Shabbos was hal on Tesves, that's Ligabi Meloche, but that doesn't mean that Ligabi Oli Nona Atere, I mean Ligabi Yisel, the Samachta, the Chagecha, the Lebishtecho, that the Tesves is hal. So we see that it doesn't apply to all Nyoni, only Ligabi Meloche. So why should it apply Ligabi Dike? Bichayin yeshayim mistira seimer, iloi chashvinu lelaylo, hafilu be'erev Shabbos, itis Shabbos de raise, bichayin achilas matzo u pesach kisu. And the raya is also from mistira seimer. You have to count the eimer. Well, that is something in which Orthodox Jews in Chicago are so makpid, I mean that, much more than Melochem Shabbos, and Achille Mitzuyi Makipori. So there, Achille Mitzuyi Makipori. So half an hour, 40 minutes, where everybody rushes, you know, to break the fast. Shabbos, I mean, you have to make Abdullah and light a candle for better mere age. If it's 40 minutes, I mean, they'll scream at you, even the Frumi Balabatim will scream at you. But Sfira, that's something else. Sfira, you have to wait 7 minutes. I don't know from whom. The Gabbet Londes and the Sphere, you have to wait 72 minutes. The Achish is for Rabbi Tanfit. The Gabbet Shabbos not. So, the Aloche is Sphere. So, the proper thing is that you have to wait for Tzisa Kechobi. Suppose he's Mikabo Shabbos early at 6:30. Can he count Sphere? No, he cannot count Sphere. But the Gdush Shabbos is Chal, so we see that it doesn't apply to all the mitzvahs at all. And then he mentions also the raya b'chema achilas matzeh u'pesach b'isuki. In other words, there is a chiyuv to eat kazayis matzeh and pesach. Suppose he's mekabel teisus yom tov early, erev pesach, after Purim Minchah, but it's still an hour before shkia, can be mekayim the mitzvah of matzah? No, he cannot be mikai. Can he eat the korban pesach? His man should be some Jewish guy? No, it's a guy. But it's Yom Tov already. It's Pesach. It's Pesach ligabi meloche, but it doesn't mean that it's already the next day ligabi ol yoni atir. As a matter of fact, and sukkah, because by sukkah there is a special intercessor to eat the kazayis pas in sukkah, the first night of sukkahs. First night of sukkahs, chamish also. So there too, suppose he's mikabel yom tov early, he cannot be mikayim the mitzvah of eating kazayis pas early, because it's not night yet. But it's already yom tov. It's yom tov, ligab meloche, not ligab isuk. As a matter of fact, the Shach mentions Pesach, Achilas Pesach, Matzah. There we have a special Zeus Akosu. Yochem Beyei, Talmud Lema, Babuze Lilmalte, Lishoshi, Ishmatzu, No, Nochem Panecho. So, Rebchaim, I mean, it's I didn't hear it from my father, Mr. Pine said it, but it's attributed to Rapine. Rapine says, why Jochen B'yei? Beichet Eisen B'yei? The Pshati is Jochen B'yei after for a minch. So I can be kind of mitzvah of Haggadah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because of these days. Talmima Babuzeh, Babuzeh Lel Ma'ato B'shor Sheish Matzu Ma'o Me'nach. So there we have this special verse of Kosovo. What we see in the Haggadah, the Sidrosh in the Mechilte. And that applies to Matzah and to Pesach. And to Pesach, Memele it could have application to Sukkot too because of the Yalfuse of Hamishoso. So Memele, that's not necessarily a strong riot, Ligabe, other things, because let's say Ligabe Dike, because over there is a special verse of course because the Shach mentioned. It's not the shaft, it's the ogo b'shem aril. Mashma midvor umkol halim rayes the afal pishe yispalalo he gamke the osto shabes muta. So it's mashma from the ogo floshin that not only that the ogo is chilek and chumes adeshen in the case where the tzibo davened marry barely. Even if the woman herself davened marry barely. And even on Friday, where she is in the Kabbalah Shabbos early, she can still make a Dike after Kabbalah Shabbos. Because it is Shabbos Ligabi Moloche. It's not Shabbos Ligabi Dike. It's not the next day Ligabi Dike. The thing that I said about me a day in the Tshuva, she had the conversation shown that few is probably all this mutter. I'm shown the conversation. Uf, he said, Mashkos Farah, that you also call Shabbos, Hochekoma, that you also call Gamkin Shabbos, the Gamhi. So the Shach says that when the Ramo says, that you also call Shabbos, he doesn't mean also call Shabbos, but China, even if the call declared Shabbos, Mikabel Shabbos. And she too, it was Mikabel Shabbos. So it has no bearing to the decay because it's not the next day in Ligabe of Dike. It's the next day already, Ligabe Miloch. Then he says, V'agoye, Adini Meir V'Rabizal, now the Shach, Heturabe. But Stam, when he says, Adini Meir V'Rabizal, there's the Shailas Chubes Pnei Yoshua. The grandfather of the Chidushi, the Yeshua and Shas, that he had another rabbi, the Rebbe of Heshe. So was the other rabbi of the Shach. But in Astam, so when the Shach doesn't mention any name, he says, Adei Nir the Rabbi, so it's the child is a Chubas Nei Yeshua. The Agoyen, Adei Nir the Rabbi Zal, we kosav king b'tshuve el kosav dilora v'nispalelo hi arvis in mihokil afilu d'evet ki dilikamon sof simen shina in hei v'ayish. So his Rebbe, the Pnei Yeshua, he said not that he held that way, but according to the Ramo, when is the Ramo chilik and the Tumas Adeshen? Only in the case where the cold davened my rebirth. Let's say even Friday, but she not, but if she herself davened my rebirth, so then the Ramo is made a recommendation that she cannot make the peak of her rebirth. That's what the Pnei Yoshua says in the Ramo. Bodhishach says, not like that, he's chilek and he's Rebbe. That this is not a pshat in the Ramo. When the Ramo says also a kol Shabbos, it means also a kol Shabbos v'gam hi. V'chein I don't know what is there, I mean, I don't know. What Shalva says, the D mentioned in Simchinae, Vanjo. The Chay Mira Das Marshal, Bichube Simenae Bains, She Daisy Kamon Sifkot Mites. Shom Buea, Miorogo, She Daisy, the Aflam Akil, that's the difficult chart, which is Miratsimikae. And the Yehudi in Dogon Mavova pointed out it's one of the strangest, most difficult charts. The Asham Mibuya Mirogo, Shein Beisi, the Afri Hamakilin, Haine Atchov Dale Choice, the Inkin Kishayim Godel Kokach, Hashinom Yen the Lilo Shobin, Uchmeshakosapti, Liel Simen Kuk Pidale Tzif Kotten Zayin. Suppose that the Yod probably went over the Shach also, a very strange Shach. There the Shach says one thing, and I wouldn't announce the Shach, because there are many Jews who are looking for that Kore. You know, the Gabbis Man Krishmi. The Gabbis Man Krishmi. So, is my Krishna is Gimel Shoyis B.A. So, all the Rishayim, without any exception, say that it means Shoyis Manis. Not Gimel Shoyis, what we call hours, you know, an hour consisting of 60 minutes. But Shoyis Manis, in other words, Shoyis Manis is 1/12 of the length of the day. So, if it's an equinox day, so 1/12 of the length of the day is 60 minutes. But in the summertime, he shows manis is 90 minutes. Let's say in the winter time, he shows manis might be 50 minutes. You see. And even less, it depends upon the length of the day. So giving choice means 3/12 of the day, 1/4 of the day, 1/4 of the day. All the Rishayim say that, Rambam, Rabbi Yehine, all the Rishayim, I don't know of a single Rishna who says otherwise. But Rabbi Yaakov Emdin, in his Sefer Mir Tzion, and the Tur Shulchan Aruch, he is chelik on all the Rishayim. And he says that it doesn't mean Shor's manis, it means Shor's. And furthermore, not 3 hours after sunrise, but 3 hours after 6 o'clock. In other words, as if it had been an equinox day, and the equator, it's always from 6 to 6, you know. So we have to treat every place as if it had been the Kavasha. So in other words, this Mantrishme, according to Rabbi Yanke Femdin, is always at 9 a.m. Always at 9 p.m. Summertime, wintertime, equinox time, always 9 a.m. Rabbi Yanke Femdin is not the only one. I have to be fair. The Karameo Ambroches says the same thing. The Karameo, and he says the same thing because the Gemara says, why Gimel Shoyis B'Ein? Because Derech Melochim, Lokum, they get up at Gimel Shoyis B'Ein. So the Karameo says, you mean that the Oriental despots, Zman of Matantere, so they always figured out when they went to sleep when will be 1/4 of the day the next day. It probably had a fixed time. Well, that's what he assumed. That's what he is saying. So mele means shoshavos, always a fine one. And Rabbi's brother, Rabbi Yankel Kalina, so says the same thing. And then there is one Hasidic rabbi who was also not a Muslim, but he had these unique shittes, the Kamalna Rebbe. He wrote the Peor Shamishnayas. He was my own godson, the Kamalna Rebbe. And he was the father-in-law of the last Minkacha Rebbe. I mean, I see the last Minkacha Rebbe. There is a Minkacha Rebbe today too, but it's not, you know, it's not what it used to be. The Minchas Eleazar, I mean, he was an Odom Godel himself, the Minchas Eleazar. And Chasnida, I think that he was written, the Darki Tshuva, and Chasnida was written by Minchas Eleazar, not by his father. So, the Minchas Eleazar was the son-in-law of the Kamalna Rebbe. The Kamalna Rebbe also told all his Chasidim that Zman Krishna is always a plan of work. He had the same thing. But he had certain daily Israel who were beside him, I mean, like Fenton, Kerameo, and the Mishkan Siakov, the Anchor Kalina. So, but except for these poskim, so all the Rishayim, all the Achayim say that each other. So in other words, we cannot rely on the Shita. I mean, it's ridiculous to rely on the Shita. I mean, when all the Rishayim and the Psak of the Rambam and the Tur and the Shulchan Aruch, I mean, they all say that it means manias. Ligabi Trishmet, Tile, Achilas Chomet, you know. There is one more Pesach from whom it appears that it's obvious, and that's the Shach in Simen Kuf Peidal. I don't want to go over there. So there he says, Shomi Vura Milogo Shini Vesi, the Afle HaMikirim, Haina Atatale Choiz, Vim Kinkish Ayim Godu Kokach, Hashinon Yim Delailo Shodim, Uchmishi Kosafte Lil Simen Kuf Peidal Tzitkot Mizayim. Now I'm not going over inside, because that will take us too much time. I suppose that Rabbi Yoel discussed it. It's a very strange shah. Kuf Pidale Tzif Kotin Zayin. Tzif Kotin Zayin. So there he says, and there, it is so strange, you see. There he says, in fact, if you go over the Chach and see Zion very carefully, he says like Rabbi Yaakov Emden, as a matter of fact, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, Meir Tzion, mentions the Chach, he relies on the Chach. But the confusing thing is that the Chach says that it has to be Zmanias. But he calls Zmanias Shabbos. He calls money as he calls Shavuos. So it's very confusing. But when you go over the Shach carefully, you see that while he calls it money as, but he means Shavuos. Shavuos, I mean, that's a question of semantics. I mean, just because he calls it as money as, but he says the same thing. Matter of fact, when I was a little child, so I was 6 years old in Warsaw, there was a Tieni. He was a Dati, I mean, he was an Orthodox Jew, but he was a Zionist, he was very modern. His name was Shmayol Levin. He was one of the early Zionist leaders, but he was an Orthodox Jew. And he was a preacher, he was a maggid, he was a Zionistic man. And he had a big sense of humor, you know, I mean, a lot of wit, so he spoke once in Warsaw. So my mother, Zechem Livroche, took me along to him. I was 6 years old. And I remember his drasha because it was very brilliant. My old Rebbe, he was together with Nachum Sokolov and Chaim Nachum Bialik. He was among the leaders of the Zionist organization, but he was an Orthodox Jew, he was a Musmeach, he was a mother man. I mean, in America he could be a prominent Orthodox rabbi beyond any question. He was an Orthodox Jew, but he was very mother. He was very mother. I'm sure that the late Satmar Rebbe would not have allowed any of his Hasidim to listen to him. But my mother took me along. So he says he had a lot of wit. So he says that Jews have the peculiar way of expressing themselves. Non-Jews express themselves in one way, but Jews can say the same thing in antithetical expressions. For example, you ask a Jew, "Vos macht ayit?" So the Jew will answer, "Vos macht?" Men dreht harai. So, then he asks another Jew, "Vos macht ayit?" So he gives the answer, "No, not men dreht harai, men dreht harois." Then you ask a third Jew, "Vos macht ayit?" So he says, "Men halzach lehnt rehen." So one said, "Men dreht harai." One says, "Men dreht harois." One says, "Men halzach lehnt rehen." You think, I mean, they say something else. They all mean the same thing. But one, by drehen harai, means we manage, we survive. And one, by saying, "Men dreht harois," means we survive, we manage. And one says, by saying, we manage with difficulty. So in other words, while the Shach emphasizes that it's money is, so it means that it's always Shavuos. So he calls money as he calls Shavuos. That's the Shach in Simen Kuf Pidal. It's a very difficult Shach. And the Rabbi Yaakov and the Meir Tzior mentioned it. Now here, he refers to it and he says, another strange Chiddush. So he says, "Shomi Buya Meroko Shlivesi, the Achmeyam Kirin Haina Akutal Choice, Ninkin Kishayim Godel Kokach, Hashinom Yen Bilayo Shabi, Uchmeshikosati Lil Simen Kuf Pidalet, Sif Kotin Zayin." In other words, that the Chesh Mismanias, which means Shavuos, you see. Which means, in other words, that we consider it from 6 to 6. There the Shach says, like the Shite, that Eimer is always to be reckoned, not from sunrise to sunset. Let's say if a woman has a deset in the daytime, so she has all the Bible in the daytime. So most poskim say, that means from sunrise to sunset. There is a shite of the Eshkol. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says, from sunrise, so it means until sunset. There is a shite of the Eshkol. The Eshkol says, from Amud HaShachar to Sizachar. But most poskim say, from sunrise to Shkia, if she has a beset of seeing down in the daytime, the first of the month in the daytime, so she's a soul of Bible from sunrise to sunset. And the Eshkol says, from Amud HaShachar to Sizach Chavah. Okay. But not from 6 to 6. The Shach says, from 6 to 6. Summertime, wintertime, equinox time, always from 6 to 6. Always from 6 to 6. That's what he says there. Not where Shavuos. Shavuos. That's the Shach. In Simen Kuf Pidalet. So he says here that even the Ovo who is making and who says that one, that the woman could make the Dika Pesetare even after she was in Kabbalah Shabbos, after she damned Mayri, and so on, after the call damned Mayri, she damned Mayri, that's only if it's before 6 p.m. But if it's after 6 p.m., then lead ogo be made there, that after, let's say, it's summertime, and Shkia is at 8, you know, so after 6, it's in those things, she couldn't make the Dika Petzeta. That in my children, I'm asked about a choice. As if they had been equinox. Now, if it had been an equinox day, so when would be the end of the day? 6 p.m.? From 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. So even in the summertime. Now, looking at the Gemara, it's one of the strangest shots. At least the Shach and Simen Kof Gedalet are right. So there he says that it's each other. Right? He calls it manias, but he means each other. All right. So Rabbi Akvendin, the Karameo, and the Mishkinis Yaakov say the same thing. It's not so striking. But this is very strange. Looking at the Rome of Oth, maybe we'll... Avon Posa Hoche, Likula Almos, Dvorov Mui, Bari Atilu Limi and Misa Skile, Eisi Shoa Dain, Dimiki in Onesh, Ubi Kayus, Beare Shabes, Eisin de Hatrile, Miroche, Atsomet in Ashmoshes, Lure Amrinum de Hashinum in the Lilo Shoi. So, whoever heard that when the day is long, so after 6 o'clock we have to already be to treat it as Shabbos. L'chatchile, we do meloche if Shkia is at 8 p.m., so we do meloche till Shkia, unless someone is mekabel Shabbos. Alright? But who is nimna from meloche after 6 o'clock? It's merav sinicha the Shabbos. Vei, da'ari hogo hederayim mimatze veimea. ויותו בשנסו איבו, שיימי של הפסח גודל יהיה, let's say this year, ותשאל מוברס. So, ערב פסח will be more than 12 hours. When is ערב פסח? What day in April is ערב פסח? I don't know either. Anyway, so it will be more than 12 hours. When is it? You should know it.
27?
What?
27?
April what?
April
the first. So Erev Pesach is April 23rd. And Equinox Day is March 20th. So it's more than a month after Equinox. So it will probably, Erev Pesach will probably be close to 14 hours longer. So Shkia will probably be at 7:30 or something like that. At 7:30 or even 7:40, I don't know. I mean. So Erev Pesach. So in such a year, the Otto Bishnas Libu, Sheyini Shal Erev Pesach, Godolie is a long day, Yeitzi Yachlas Matzeh, Beidin Godel. So he'll be able to be Mikayim the Mitzvah of Be'alef Tekon Matzeh if he makes Kiddush. Let's say after 6 o'clock, he'll make Kiddush. I mean, such a psak would be accepted here in Chicago, you know. I mean, if you can make Kiddush, start the Seder, you know, early, I mean, that would be a terrific psak. I mean, he would get the biggest position here in Chicago or in any other town, modern position, such a psak. It makes life easy, I mean. So, how can we say that after 6 o'clock it's already to be considered like the next day? So you'll be able to be kind of mitzvah of Achilas Matzah, it's inconceivable. So you'll count Sfira before Shkia because it's already 7 o'clock, it's after 6. Shayim got made, but Lochim, Yvokim, no Ayla Manesh. The lochem miralam yizdaiti she'en lehachme v'zekal. So he rejects the shach. And the shach is a shita t'chuya. Who is cheshish for that shita the shach? It's one of the strangest shachs that I know. In other words, So he says, Shilachnu Bozeklau, Atur Chatchile. So a woman can make the dike in the summertime on Friday, even after 6 o'clock. They, Ledivri Ashach, Pisev Zayin Nijin, the Mashvik, Shahir Kotzer, Tiasur Mitveil, at Kamoshoiz Delilah. So, in other words, so I mean that should apply Likule and Likume. So, Mele, let's say it's in the winter time, when Shki is, let's say, at 4 o'clock. So, will the Shach say that if the, let's say, it's the seventh day, so she cannot go to Tfilin, let's say, at 5 o'clock, because it's still before 6. So she has to wait for 6, whoever heard of such a homer, of such a being? And the king, the Mashvik, is a little cotter, he has to leave that country, the Lilo, the name is Shayis and Shoy, Shayochim, La Ye, Apnea! I mean, it's impossible. In the car, Lochim, Nira, La Ye, Daiti, but at all, you have to explain the Shach, you cannot, interpret the Shach Kipshuti. You know, sometimes it's a certain vision appears on the surface to say something striking, but it's not the right approach, you know, to interpret it literally. I mean, this is what Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Chaim Alojener, said in an answer to one Rav who complained against Rabbi Chaim Alojener's endeavor to found the yeshiva in Balozhin that will attract Talmidim from all over the world. So he said, why do you have to found the yeshiva in the town Balozhin? In every bismetresh there are pkil bishas who learn day and night. So there is a yeshiva in every shtetl. Why do you have to make a yeshiva who are pkil bishas? So Chaim Balozhiner answered him, yes, it's true that in every bismetresh there are Jews who learn Yimon V'Layel and Akshin V'Shas and V'Shem, but sometimes you cannot go over the Gemara or the V'Shem in just Kipshuvim. For example, there is a Gemara in Tzachim, Amoretz Muta L'Nechrei B'Yim HaKippurim Shechalim V'Shem. So, if you rely, if you rely on the yeshivas in every bismetresh, so I'm sure you will find many pekim bishas who will explain it kipshuvim. They put it kipshuvim. There's no more that you're allowed to kill in many kipshuvim. But that's inconceivable. But if you learn in depth, so then you understand that this is one gemara, you cannot accept kipshuvim. What is the pshat? As the Rebbe mentions the name of Rav Haigoel, that means, Amoretz means one who is posed by Averes. Somebody who is addicted to Averes might sink so low that it will be muter to kill him with Makipur Shalom Shabbos. In other words, he'll be so degenerated and demoralized that he, and there'll be such an addict, that suppose he'll be ready to Hanara Moroso, be him at Kun Chalim Shabbos, so it's not Matsil in Abjad. That's what the Gemara means. Of course, it's not Kipchutei. Kipchutei means that Mutal Nechei, Yakipun Chalim Shabbos. So here the Dogum of Opa says, we cannot accept the Shach Kipchutei. It's inconceivable, such issue. It's inconceivable. Bilochei nirala nirdaiti shafashach lehechmir elo kishis paulo hi viakol avis gamke the kibun Shabbos. So in that case the Shabbos says, in other words, not on the weekday. On the weekday you wouldn't say that after six some melee is already considered like the next day. Even though Shki is at 8. I mean, that's inconceivable. But he means, if it's Friday, אין שיעור מקבל לשבס, לתשקיס, זה 7:30. אין שיעור מקבל לשבס, after 6, and the whole call was also מקבל שבס. So then, the stays for Shabbos Chal and the Kedushas Hayei, so it's already Shabbos. So then, even according to the Ogur, she couldn't make it dik anymore. She couldn't make it dik anymore. What's the Pshat? So the Pshat, I mean, even that, so is Chilik and that too, he says. V'gam bozeh nirlan yizdaiti l'hokil b'yeret. בחבדל את שוי שאיסקי אוהגו, היינו שוי זמן יאיז, בחבב נוסי עצית היי, not 6 p.m. Right. So he's really kid man there. But he limits the chidesh of the shah to the chaos of Friday and what when they only couple Shabbos are. What's the pshat? That has to make sense. What difference does it make? So the pshat in the Shach, the way the Dabbuk puts the limitation on the Shach's Kiddush, in other words, there are two kinds of Tisri Shabbos. For example, there is a Tisri Shabbos, there is a Tisri Sima Kippur, according to the Rambam. The Rambam Shite is that there is only a Chiyuv and Yom Kippur to be Nesik Nechilalak. But on Shabbos, there is no chiyuv to be meisik nechila lakish. On Yom Tov, there is no chiyuv to be meisik nechila lakish. Ad reshenim achirik, there is a chiyuv, mi'erev digimorei in Rosh Hashanah, learns out from the posik, mi'erev ad erev tibuzu shabbatchem baptes in Rosh Hashanah, that you have to be meisik nechila lakish. So it applies to all. So all Shabbos is Yom Tov, not after Yom Kippur. But Shitas Rambam means that it only applies to Yom Kippur, because one mandoma learns it out from the posik, V'inisenes lafiseichem b'sisho achideish b'erev. So one mandoma learns out the mitzvah of achile, erev Yom Kippur, v'chibitchi nisamim. ולא יבשיר ניסני, ולא פלאיך, או בשביל סגר עם הכיפורים, מה לא לבקוסו, כאילו ניסני, שירי ויסיר. But another man דומה learns out from that posik, וניסן אסלפייסיכם, ראש שונו מתס, וניסן אסלפייסיכם, בסיסו החידש בערב, that you have to be Macy, and the ninth, וחילה כאילו, so that posik is לגבי עם כיפר. So mainly only the Gabin Kippur there is a feel of tasteless in the Raisi. But Shabbos and Yom Tov, there is no feel, not of tasteless. Not in the Raisi and not in the Rambam. And even vis-a-vis Yom Kippur, the Shittes Rambam means that we have to be Masik only the Gabin Fest, but not the Gabin Loch. So in other words, you have to start the fest a number of minutes before Shkia, but you can do Meloche Erev in Kippur until Shkia. So, according to the Rambam, the Tisvus is not Chal on the Kedushas Hayei, because if the Tisvus is Chal on the Kedushas Hayei, how could he separate the Meloche from the Achilus? So it's the Aloche of Tisvus,